Okay, let's get into Parshas Tazria Metzora, Tavshin Peivav. We are into going from, you might say, Kodshim to Taharos. A little bit. Last week we already had Tumah V'Tahara in the second half of Shmini. That's Tumah V'Tahara, but that's what the first half of Vayikra, or maybe all of Vayikra, so to speak, is about, Kedusha and Tahara. So we went to Vayikra, Tzav, all the world of Karbanos, that's Kodshim, and then we go to Tahara, which we had the Tumah and Tahar animals, and now we have Tumah and Tahar, we have Yoledes and Mitzora, as we have, let's get right into the Inyanim. You know, sometimes Tazria Mitzora gets a bad rap, they say that, you know, Tazria Mitzora, it's all about Saras, but there's so many Inyanim in these parashiyas. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper, and other times it's like right on the surface. So we start off with just learning a piece of Mor Nevuchim. Source number one is the Mor Nevuchim, but sometimes, even though it's already a translation into the Hebrew from the Arabic, but if you look in source number two, which is a sefer, is a compilation of many different elements called Otzer Plos HaTorah, very fascinating midrashim. So he just summarizes the Mor Nevuchim. I gave it to you in the original, but it's a Mor Nevuchim that's often summarized, and that's what I thought would just be easier for us to look at in source number two. But it's commenting on the first parsha of Yoledes. We know the Torah starts off talking about Tumas Yoledes. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, Leimor Isha Ki Sazriya V'Yolda Zachar, V'Tumas Shivas Yamim, etc. Tumas Yoledes. Why is it Yoledes Tumeya that the Gemara talks about? Let's talk about, in general, Yoledes and Leida, says the Rambam. And I'll preface it even with a question. I'll preface it with a question that we've asked in the past, because we're still in the Pesach aura. And on Pesach, we know at the end of the Seder, we have the song of Echad Miyodea. And each one of those reminds us of something religious. Echad Miyodea, and we have the Luchos, and we have the Avos, and the Imos, and Torah, and Mishnah, and the Shvatim, everything. What about nine? Tisha Yarche Leida, right? The 9 months of birth, leading to birth. Is that just because we couldn't find the better nine? Right? That could be the answer. Like, what else is there nine in Yahadus? Right? Or is there something positive about that that is a religious experience? So I think after reading this Rambam, and the Rambam is not going to tell us any chidushim, he's just going to tell us to think a little bit. After reading this Rambam, we can say that it is a religious experience thinking about birth itself and thinking about the creation of a child and the pregnancy and the birth. The Rambam gives a mashal. He says, and it's a mashal for Maisa Bracious. V'derech mashal es otzem ha'neshal leidas ha'adam. The unbelievable miracle of a person being born. Melamed al yisodos ha'emunah, and uses that to reflect and teach us about emunah itself. Vo'isha hu mishta'eh u'mispa'el migodel ha'nes. Eich efshar lihios kadavar hazeh. Hello? Oh, did I skip? I might have skipped a piece. You know, let's go back to the Rambam himself. After all that introduction, let's go back to the Rambam, because I think I might have I've skipped a piece. Let's read it on the right side. What happens, Rachmana Litzlan? The mother of a baby dies early when he's just a baby. The aviv levado hishlim gidul hanoladahu, and the father raises the child. Be'ed nigzar mivudan mishar ha'olam ad shegadol v'iskul v'yada, and he's like on a deserted island. He just knows his father. V'hu l'ra klal isha, he never saw a female in his life. V'lo nekeva mi nekevas mishar balechayim v'shal v'amar l'ish acher me'asher ito eich nimsenu, how did we get here? V'al eze inyan nahavinu, how were we created? Well, we're inside another type of being called a female, called a mother, and you're inside the stomach, and you grow. And you're there for 9 months. You're very, very small, and you grow and grow. And little by little, after being nourished from the mother, and connected to the mother, alive. And then all of a sudden, when it's time, the gates open, and the baby enters this world.
The chulu.
Says this Yasom, I don't understand. Is there any other type of being that grows inside another one and survives? Could a person, if you swallow a bug, is that bug going to become nourished and grow and live? And if you're inside something, what about breathing? What about every little detail which we're used to and we think is just biology and nature should be a shock, should be a surprise, should be, how is that possible? Says the Rambam. And the Rambam is no slouch of a doctor. One second, does he eat and drink inside? No. Does he breathe inside? No. This person who never saw a female and never saw, what are you talking about? Like, it's like saying something that's like so ludicrous and so not believable. And he continues, skipping a couple of lines. In a closed bag. For months. You ever try to go underwater? How long can we last? And we're basically in water for months and months. How is that? There's a great line, right? If somebody swallows a live bird, the bird's going to die, and you're going to die. And what's going on here? If you don't eat, you don't drink for a couple of days, how is it possible? And he continues. But we know this is the Mesorah that's given to us, we'd say to this person who is on the deserted island. So that's message one, to recognize, to not just think it's normal and it's natural and Rahman al-Islan, the fact that there's the kidneys and livers and hearts and lungs, everything is a miracle. And that's, Isha Ki Zazriel, we should be jolted out of our thinking that this is all nature. We shouldn't have to wait till something's wrong, Rahman al-Islan, to recognize, to say Asher Yatzar with Kavana. Right? When everything's worked, the plumbing is working properly, we should say Asher Yatzar with Kavana. So says the Rambam, that's all true and wonderful, but it's also a mashal. Vahanimshal, now back to the other source. We'll go here. Vahanimshal hu binyan briyasa olam. Vahanimshal is regarding the creation of the world. Shonu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim yish b'kabbalah itonim Moshe Rabbeinu v'Adam Ravinu. Eich nesava olam. We have a Mesorah from Moshe, going back to Avram, going back to Adam. Sheshes yamim asa Hashem v'esa aretz. And we might say, what do you mean? I don't understand it. I don't believe it. Bo achokrim kemo Aristo. V'ta'ano. Shalafi derech ha-teva. Yefshar. How could it be? How could something yesh me'ayin? But just like that small child. That small child can't fathom because it's beyond the capabilities of a finite little child. So too, we have to recognize that. Eini tanu shum hasaga b'kadosh baruch hu. Right, we can't fathom the sun and the moon and the stars, and these are just creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let alone, remember the Rambam talks about the three areas of being, right? We are in this world, and then you have the Malachim, there's 10 levels of Malachim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, not above in space, but above in idea, and above in essence. So when we speak about Isha Ki Zazriel V'Yolda Zachar, it should get us thinking. Okay. Let's move on to a thought from the Sari Alaf. So we have the Medrash in the beginning of the parasha, Isha Ki Zazriel. You have the page number two, Isha Ki Zazriel. Hadahu Dechsiv Achor V'Kedem Sartani. Rashi quotes part of this. Right? The Pasuk says, from the end and from back and forward, or from the end and from the front, Sartani, man was created. What does that mean? Im zacha Adam, if a man merits and proves himself worthy of being, you know, one of the amazing Briyas of Hashem, Omrim lo atak adam to lachom ma'aseh bereishis. You are the purpose of the whole world. Hashem created the world for you. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. That's kedem. The imlav, and if not, if we don't live up to our potential, you know what Hashem says to us? A mosquito was created before you. Omrim lo yitush kadmacha. So it's up to us whether we're on top or whether we're below. What exactly does that mean? Question one. Yesh Ladaktik, as the Sarei Lachem always does, he asks a number of questions and puts it all together. Ma'u bir akasav achor v'ketzem tartani. What is the message of achor, back and forward tartani? What does that mean? Achor v'ketzem, number one. Number two, im zacha adam, eich omer mo atakadam to lachom ayis abreishis. What does it mean that Hashem says, you were first? I already kind of gave the answer. But kasha b'mitzias, we were last. Nivra achor kol ayis abreishis. For the mosquito was beforehand. So what does that pasuk mean? Achor v'kedem sartani. Number one. Number two. V'zos tia taras ha-mitzara b'yom ta'araso. The first pasuk in the second parsha that we'll read. Mitzara b'tzaras. Hakdam uzuniris miyutaris. This is the laws of the mitzara. Shalachar hayayachal ha-kazil la-haskil. U'b'yom taras ha-mitzara. What do you mean? Zos tia taras ha-mitzara. We already spoke about how to become a mitzara. So say, and when it's time to get tahar, dot, dot, dot. What do you need? The whole introduction of Torahs. Line 11. Isa b'sefer ha-yitzira. Sefer Yitzira, which we don't often delve into, a Kabbalistic work. Ein betova lamala me'oneg ve'ein bera'a lamata minega. Oneg and nega have the same letters. There is nothing greater than oneg. There's nothing worse than nega. What is that trying to tell us? Oneg obviously is enjoyment, and nega is a plague, a nega tsaras. V'tzvicha lahavin ma'o ka'amar. What does that mean? We'll skip the next question. Line 19. Hinei b'parsha Shmos, one final question. Kishasiv Hashem Yisbarach es Moshe l'alecha paro. When Hashem told Moshe at the snap to go to paro lo'hotzi es b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, Moshe says, v'chi yotzi es b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, I'm going to take them out. Rashi says, Moshe's asking, in what schus did they have? Moshe tried every excuse. Right, what did he say? Am a kfat peh. They don't deserve it. Send somebody else. But he said they don't deserve it. In what schus are they coming out? Mazachu Yisrael, she asked them neis, votzi emi Mitzrayim. What does Hashem answer? Valzeh, hishivu Hashem Yisbarach, votziach, esa ambi Mitzrayim, tavud nasa elokim al harazeh. When they come out, they're going to serve me on this mountain. Pierce Rashi. They're going to accept the Torah. So, what does that mean? What does that mean? Is that their schus already? Their schus is, when they come out, they're going to accept the Torah. So what's the simple pshat? It's basically, al shem ha'asid. Right? It's basically, they don't have a schus now. It's all about the potential. What's the simple idea? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, even though right now we don't have this chus. But he believes in us that we're going to have it. That we have what we're going to do. B'schus, masha asidim l'kabalas ha-Torah. Even though they didn't have any chus at that moment. But now look what this man does. Look at this, as Rabbi Bernstein we used to say. Look at this majestic thought. There's something deeper going on here. It's not just, oh, they're going to do this in the future. This is hinting to an attitude. That's the secret of life. How could they get out of the 49th level of Tumah? They're about to sink. In what schus? Not like, how are they going to do it? Meirov hakarasam ech nishtaku kol kach bahatuma ubirosam et shval matzavam aruchani. They're so low. Kfar hisyashu milatzes. They probably have given up. Even if they recognize a little bit, they're like, we're right. It's farfallen, as they say in Yiddish, right? The alzeh hashiva. What does Hashem say to them? Turning over. Don't look back. Look forward. Don't look at the past and don't even look at the present. Maybe a little bit look at the present. But look at the present in terms of how you can make the present into a glorious future. If you focus on what happened and where you are, sometimes you're stuck and you're done. We'll give up. Yasimu mabata malasid. Look at the future. Look at the potential. Yikablu aleim yashmeyom bahala. From today is the beginning of the rest of our lives. Not just today. This moment. This tefillah. This chesed. instead of focusing on where they are, but where they could be, that will give them chizek. That's what Rashi means. Not that in the schus of, they're going to accept the Torah, in the schus that they shall look forward. That'll get them out of the mud, of the clutches of Tumas Mitzrayim. This is the strategy that Hashem is giving them. In every dar, we're having a bad week, we're having a bad month, we're having a tough tkufa in our lives. Look ahead. We mentioned many times, Rav Nevin Zal says we lay next week's parsha every Monday, every Shabbos afternoon. Why? Because there's always next week's parsha. There's always another parsha in the future. Because don't think, okay, what did I do? Think what I could do. Think what I can make of myself. And through that, you could get out of the Memtes Shari Tuma. Ulefize, that's what. Yavur Hemshach Aksuvim. Shekshama Moshe Meyashem Yisbarach. Rotze Sheyalim Ayudias Eina Mituma Sahove. What is the next time when Hashem gives Moshe this answer and says, Tavdun, it's about looking forward. Moshe says to Hashem, what am I supposed to tell him your name is? What am I supposed to tell him? Hinei Anochi Bo B'nei Yisrael, L'galos L'minyan Nifla. Vermeli Mashmo. Ma Omar Alem. What does Hashem answer? Which name of Hashem does he use? Eke Asher Eke. I will be. Future. Tell them to look at the future. Tell them to focus on where they could be, not where they are. Don't look at the Memtei Shari Tuma. Tell them to look at they could be on the level of Maimon Har Sinai in 50 days. The Efshar, and he says, maybe that's even what's hinted to in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that we all know. Shalozeh kivnu chazal ba'amarim Sanhedrin kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek olam haba. Every Jew has a chelek in olam haba, which is usually translated as, we're going to have a chelek in olam haba. We're going to. We're earning it now. Deeper. Every Jew has a chelek, and you could earn your chelek if you focus on the olam haba, the olam that is still yet to come. In your olam, focus on tomorrow. Afal pi shemistakel ish Yisrael al olamo she'avar. I look at what I am now. I don't see a chelek right now. I don't see myself getting a portion. I haven't used my time properly. Strengthen yourself. That adayin, you have a chelek in olam haba. You have a chelek in what's in front of you. The time that's in front of you, you have a chelek. But olamo she'adayin ba klomar ha'asid shalo. Even if we're sunk, we have a chelek in the asid. We could accomplish so much. Hashem believes in us. Call Yisrael. And that's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about restoring ourselves and so to speak, putting in the direction that we want to go in. Because sometimes we get lost during the week. We have to get a reset. We have to get a reset. Shabbos is control, alt, delete. To reset what we're up to. We get stuck sometimes. Pirsh miyamav ashal chilel. V'yasim panav elo asid shalo habahir v'azach. What's clear, what's pure. V'yachazik atzatzmo b'kabalasu al haba. Focus on the future. Because after all, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It lets us focus on the future. Right, one of the six, Mayains, the Gemara Brachas, right? A dream is a little bit 1/60th of a Nevuah, and Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba, and sleep is 1/60th of death. So Shabbos is Keneged, Olam Haba. And he continues now, turning the page. We're gonna skip the next two paragraphs. On the left side. Vihine Machsheva Sabriya, source number 5 now. Mashiestakel Hashem Yisbarak Ba'asid Abriya, when Hashem created the world, right? Bereishis. Bishril Yisrael Shenikru Rashis. Hashem created us looking into the kaviyachol future. Hashem is outside of time. But when Hashem looks before he creates the world, Nimsa Shekshamar Hashem Yisbarakodim Abriya. Vihistakel Ba'asida Shel Abriya. He saw us first. He saw us by looking in the future. Avo Mishomed Achar Abiyom Mistakel Shavar. If you're looking back, you see that we were created last. But the tachlis and the purpose, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. So what's the medrash? Zacha achar v'kedem tzartani, says Rabbi Tversky. Achar v'kedem, we were created with the power of either looking achar or either looking kedem. It's up to us. If we're looking achar, we're just looking back, then it's like somebody looking back at Maaseh Bereishis and saying we were created last. Yitzhar, the mosquito, came before us. If we're looking forward, then it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks forward and he sees us first. Hashta muvan ma'amar ha-medrash. If we're zochet to see the future, azai omrimlo, we say lafima badzua da kadamta l'chol ma'aseh bereishis, because it's about the conceptual. What's first? What's looking ahead, looking to the future? But if we don't look to the future, we look to the past. So it's like somebody looking at ma'aseh bereishis in the past, and we were last. So therefore, the Medrash says at the bottom, ochar b'kedem sartani shashem yizbarach yotzar osanu. We all have those days that we don't do what we want to do. We all have those weeks. We have those experiences that we wish we could take back. But you know what Hashem says? We've quoted in the past. Hashem created days. Imagine if we were born and it was all one long day. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed, it's the wrong side of life. Right? That's it, it's straight. And we're in the mood. Hashem gives us every 24 hours and he makes us need to sleep. Right? Why do we have sleep? He creates separations. He creates new units of time in our life on purpose so that we have new beginnings. So we have a new kedem every day. Achar, don't focus on yesterday. V'kedem sartani. We have that power. We have that power to look ahead. And that's what is in this medrash. Turning over finally in the last part, source number 6 now. Unbelievable. Let's get back to the Sefer HaYetzirah. Ein betova lamalame oneg. There's nothing greater than oneg. The ein bara lamatami nega. Nothing worse than nega. What's the difference between oneg and nega? Where's the ayin? Is the ayin at the beginning of the word? Or is the ayin at the end of the word? Right? And you might say the nun and the gimel stand for neshama and guf. He says, oneg. What's oneg? That's somebody, the ayin, the eye is at the beginning of the word looking ahead. Oneg. Looking ahead. There's nothing greater than that. What's nega? With the ayin, you know what's it? You have a plague, you're stuck, the ayin's at the end and you're looking back. That's ayin looking back at where my neshama and my guf are standing. Unbelievable. Right? He says, that's nega versus oneg. Shebetevas onega os ayin betchilas ateva. We're looking ahead, betevas nega os ayin besof ateva. And therefore, it's all about our attitude. All about what we're looking at, where we stand. And he says, maybe that's the zos also. Right, Zos Tia Torah HaMetzora. He says Zos is about a certain chachma that we need to have. He talks about that in the last paragraph. Okay, moving right along. That was something very special. Let's get to something else that's special. We might have mentioned this, I think, some of this about 15 years ago, according to my notes, but I guess it's time to chazer a little bit. The Parsha of Tzara starts off with a peculiar word, according to Chazal. There are many ways to say man in the Torah. You could say ish. You could say, there are other means of saying it. The am, Adam. Adam is a lashon of chashivus. Adam ki yakriv mikem. Adam is a very high level of human. Why is that the one used to introduce Tzaras? You should have the lowest level of usage. This is the question of the Al Sheikh HaKadosh. The Apirion. The Apirion is the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried. See, quotes from the Al Sheikh in Source number 7. Amai Kara Adam, Shilom Malagdula. It's very high. So he quotes, and again, I think this is what we might have done a couple years, like 15 years ago, and then we'll have a new answer. He says, Hishu Garigamu Masolam, right? Why is it that we are, when we get Lashon Hara, the Gemara says that non-Jews don't get Tzara'as. We get Tzara'as. But non-Jews also speak Lashon Hara. Right? So why do we only, again, there are 7 Averis, the Gemara says, that are the cause of Tzara'as, but we'll just focus on the Lashon Hara one. So why is it? Nagam Boim Lashon Hara. Erech and Tezayin. So Umos Olam also. Vinire Pashut, says the Apirion. Vinire Pashut. The other nations aren't connected as we are. They're not unified into one guf. Kol Yisrael, arevim zelazeh.
If they're not unified as much, then lashon hara, which separates them, isn't as pernicious or dangerous. Masheikin Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, we are amechad, levechad, right? We are ki'ishechad. So when something or someone tries to rip us apart, that's much worse. Masheikin Yisrael, asher nishmosenu chelok elokam imal, chatzuvos bimakom echad, v'chiyev banu ava v'shalom. So it's a much, much worse sin against Am Yisrael. And you get that from the word Adam. Why? Because other words that mean man have a plural. Right? Ish has anashim. Gavra, gever, gvarim. Adam has no plural. What's many Adam? Adam. Adam is Adam. There's no plural. It's like sheep and fish, right? There's no plural. Adam, atem kruyim Adam. Brother Gemara in Yevamis, line 12. Veinu mazalam kruyim Adam. Dahainu mishum deshem ish ve'enosh. Enosh is another one. Bo'am beribui, right? An ishim and anashim. Mashenkin shem Adam enu ba beribui. V'zeh morala achtus v'hashalom. And that's the introduction to tzaras. You want to know why there's tzaras? Adam. Because we're supposed to be Adam. And this man is separating and not allowing us to be Adam. Mashenkin shemadam in above a ribui. Lachain, towards the end, the miyadabar lashon hara v'yigram pura machlokas. If we cause separation, yia bar besor seizus apachas. And where do you have to go to get fixed? V'huva el aron akoin. Oh, if shalom v'ro, dev shalom. You go to the one who could bring the achdos back together. Right? That's aron akoin. Lil mo she midas hashalom, lil mo midrachav v'yachaper alaf. There's another answer to the question that's mentioned by Rav Nissen Alpert in source number 8. Another answer, why Adam? What makes this person so great? This person is terrible. He's a Baal Lashon Hara. Right? Same question he asks in source number 8. He quotes from the Zohar that Adam mashma'o chashuv. V'yesh lo tamua, hatzaraz baal chei Lashon Hara. If he says it 5 times, kol mesaper lashon hara kilu over al chamisha chumshei Torah, lama mitzayir ha-Torah din tzaraz ba'adam chashuv. So, in a line, he's not an Adam because he gets tzaraz. He's Adam because he goes to fix his tzaraz. What makes him great isn't that he spoke lashon hara. There's no Adam for that. But what does this pasuk say? Adam, ki yebar b'saro, v'huva el arona kohenein, v'ra kohen v'chulu. He goes to get help. He goes to try to restart and fix his problem. That's Adam. Because we're not perfect. We all have faults. But when we're open to fixing our faults, that's what makes a great person. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the greatest of heights of any human being ever. He was not perfect. His father was one of the four that never sinned. But they're in a separate category. That's not who we aspire to be like, because we're not perfect. But what makes us great is not that we don't sin, but when we fall, we get up and try to fix it. V'hanira bazeh, says Limud Nisan. She'gadlus ha'adam eino nimdad bazeh, im yesh lo negam o ein lo negayim. You don't measure a person if he has saras or not. O im lo made musser o eino lo made musser. If I know I have an issue and I try to fix it, that's what makes a great person. Adam chashuv is somebody who goes to the kohen. Shemachapes refua linegav. The kofes atzmo lavola kohen. It's not easy to go to the kohen. And you know, if you don't go to the Kohen, it's not going to be declared tzaras, but you're going to be stuck with this. But it's not going to be tzaras. But you know, Hashem's trying to send you a message. So do we take the message or do we ignore it? That's what makes the great person. Misha tafkito l'rapos b'nei Yisrael midvarm ha-mizuhamim. You go to the Kohen, who tries to fix the spiritual impurity. L'rofei ruchani, to the spiritual doctor. U'megales negav zeo adam chashuv, zeo ha-ikar v'idach. Zil Gemara b'Torah Shvapeh. And that's what the godless is. The godless is of a person who takes into account what he has become, and he tries to make it better. Moving right along to something very interesting and fascinating. There's a Sefer Baravek Cooperman, which we don't quote from often, Kedushas Pshuto Shel Mikra. He was, obviously, he wrote the Sefer on the Meshech Chachma. He wrote the ones with all the footnotes. He wrote on the Svarno. But he also has a two-volume set where he talks about, he has an article on each Parsha. So I didn't give you these sources because he just quotes three Meshech Chachmas, where he says that sometimes there are yesodos that we learn from the pshat and the way that the Torah formulates. Background. We know there is a, well, let's say it as a question first. He quotes Rabbeinu Bachai. First, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Bachai and then the Meshech Chachma. Rabbeinu Bachai points out, we know, Chazal tell us that Hashem goes min hakal el hakaved, if somebody is a Baal Lashon Hara. First, Hashem attacks the house. And if we don't get the message, then he goes to the clothing. And if we don't get the message, he goes to the guf. But how does the Torah describe it here? The opposite. Guf is first, and then beged, and then bias. So why is it in the opposite order than the way that the Chazal tell us? That's the Rabbeinu Bachai's kasha. Afal pi line 5, shekabalas razaliya emes, even though Chazal are correct. V'hi me'idal in yoni atzaras, and it's made on sarasha b'tchila malkoso b'beiso. First you get the house. Kedei sheyachnia livavo, to try to get him to inspired. V'yafashbi b'maisov yachzor b'tshuva, and if you do that, great, it'll stop by the house. Chazar b'amuta, v'lo ma'akiyah b'bigda, then you're the beged. And if the beged it works, great. Then if not, then the goof. So why in the parsha is it just the opposite? Is it first the body and then the beged and then the house? Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, there is a principle that we have in the Gemara called Drachei Drachei Noam. We've spoken about that a lot in the past. Sometimes Chazal learn a halacha. The Gemara says in Sukkah, we're not sure exactly what a hadas is. So the Gemara suggests maybe it's this. The Gemara says, that has tons of thorns. What, every time you take your hadas, you're going to get bloody hands? It can't be. Derachei hadarchei noam, the Gemara says. Gemara uses that a few, and the Rishonim use that even more. Derachei hadarchei noam. The Meshech Chachma uses that, if you remember, in Parshas Noach, where he explains why women are not obligated in the mitzvah puravu. Because how could you command a mitzvah that is painful inherently? Bris Milah notwithstanding, a separate category. But that's why he gives them a motherly instinct to want to have the children, but he can't command it because it involves pain. Okay, but Drachei Drachei Noam sometimes is the basis for halacha. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, sometimes it's the basis for how the Torah presents something. If the Torah presents it as house, beged, guf, that's peronis. That means a person did not listen. That means a person did not take the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah doesn't want to have that direction of peronus. Lefi, line 14. Shatara called Recha Darchei Noam v'choni sibosei ha-shalom. U'kidei shalo ye'asidur misudar b'peronus holech v'gadel. That's why he says it in the opposite order. So it shouldn't be, we know what Chazal say, but it formulates it in the opposite way, so it's not formulated in a way of, we know somebody rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. Where else do you have this? He quotes Rabbeinu Bachai. It's not two Meshech Chachmas. He quotes another Meshech Chachma later. But he Rabbeinu Bachai, in source number 10 now, he quotes Rabbeinu Bachai by the Mabul. By the Mabul. The Rabbeinu Bachai points out, the Torah does not formulate Vayavei Elokim Mabul al Haaretz. It doesn't say that. It says, Va'ani hineni mevi. It doesn't say Hashem's name explicitly bringing the Mabul, because it doesn't want to express Hashem with destruction of the Mabul. Aval HaTorah kol derecha darchei noam, v'chon nisiv adar shalom, line 12. Ko mishpata tichaneh Hashem yizbarach binyin ha-peronis v'ol taskirenu. We'll hint to Hashem when he is destroying. We won't say it beferish. Vayimach is kol hayikum. It doesn't say vayimach elokim. Rabbeinu Bachai says, derecha darchei noam, fascinatingly, is not just the basis for various halachas that Rishonim and Achronim use, and Chazal, the first daf in Yevamos, Tosfos says it in a different context. Rabbi Cooperman says, maybe I'll add in one more. Maybe I'll add in one more. If you look on line 32, and you can read the others, look on line 32. V'ulai b'derech hazosra, derecha drachei noam, efshel afareis, ashini halashon, look in Parshas Yibum.
Right? The Torah says that a woman has to say, Lo ava yabmi. My husband doesn't want to do yibum with me. Yibum doesn't really have a translation. The Levirate marriage. But doesn't want to do yibum. Bodi shi matila al yavam lomar. What does the yavam have to say? Lo chafatzti lakachta. I don't want to marry her. Why don't you keep the same words? Right? If he says, Lo chafatzti lakachta, she should say, Lo chafetz lakachatoti. Right? If he says, Lo, she says, Lo avayami, she says, Lo avisi yabma. Why do you switch the lashon? So suggests Rabbi Cooperman here, Venura lafarish, gilsa hatorah hitchashos miyuchedes hein liyavam hein liyavama. The Torah has sensitivity to the yavam and the yavam in this case. Chafetz mitzayin rason or natiya mishicha lo sichlis. Chafetz is a desire. It's an emotional desire. Emotional. Ba'od ava mitzayin shikol das tahar. Ava is an intellectual evaluation. Ava. Oh, ava yabi. So, the woman, bod yavam, mitzayin can move on its mitzvah, and yavam also relates to the mitzvah of yibum. Lochein, it wouldn't be darche noam for the woman to say, he doesn't like me. Lo matza chein be'ene gisa. What does she say? He doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Lo ava yami. She didn't want to, we don't make her say, I'm unwanted. But for him to say, I don't want to do the mitzvah, and I've thought about that, I don't want to do it, so we can't have him say, Lo aviti liyabim. Lo chafasi lakachta. Right? She doesn't find favor. Even in the little difference between the Lashonos, he says, maybe that's Allah, the Rabbeinu Bachai, with Durachecha Darchei Noam. Okay, moving right along. So we started a little late, so that's why we're not going to read every Lashon. Let's continue. Yud Gimel Memhei. Yud Gimel Memhei. The Torah tells us that a Mitzara has to sit all by himself. There's a one line that I heard from Rabbi Yonatan Sachs this week. We know there are many parallels between an avel and a mitzora. Many parallel halachas. They have to tear their clothing and they have to not get a haircut and many parallels. The Gemara compares them. Why is a mitzora like an avel? Why is he in mourning? So Rabbi Sachs said, mitzora chashav kemes. He's sitting shiva for himself. He has cut himself off from the rest of Am Yisrael, Mitzora Chashav Kemes. There are parallels. I don't have time to develop it, but I found it fascinating, and I'll just leave it at that. Maybe another year we'll come back to it. But anyway, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says that the Mitzora has to sit all by himself. All by himself in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Memhei. Vatzora Shabbo Nega, Begadif Yur Mim, Vatame Tame Yikra. What's Tame Tame Yikra? So the Gemara says, Tame Tame Yikra, he has to sit by himself and he has to tell people, I have saras, daven for me. Daven for me. So the question is asked, I'm sorry, it's in little letters, the Ion Yaakov, that was the one I had. He says, why doesn't he daven for himself? Why does he daven for himself? We know the greatest, tefillah is from the Chola himself. Why doesn't he daven for himself? Says the Ion Yaakov, ki tefillas mitzora eina mukubelas klal. Kedisa bizar pashas mitzora. Lachin tzorach shispal lo vachirim. Why? Or mishum hachi, he just adds, chutzrach moshe lispalo al miriam, velo miriam atzma. Ava bishay yafet filo lachola atzmo. Why? Mitzora is different. Why is a mitzora different? Explain the mefarshim. Explains the chafetz chayim. Because a mitzora defiled his mouth. And if my mouth is defiled, at least temporarily, it affects my tefillah. Because tefillah is with my mouth. And Moshe, therefore, had to daven for Miriam. Miriam matzadekes! But in this specific illness that came for Lashon Hara, doesn't work. Doesn't work that way. That's why, amazingly, says the Beis Halevi in a drasha, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? No, our mouth is full of Lashon Hara and Rechilus. How many, what percentage of the Al Chetz is about our mouth? Vidui Peh, Lashon Hara. Soma, more than any other body part. There's so much. So what are we supposed to do? We have a tefillah without words. We blow the shofar.
That's the power and the need of the shofar, says the Beis Halevi. On the left side, we have shirim in the past, how shofar is a form of tefillah, but this is why we need it, says the Beis Halevi on the left side now. When we daven, we're inside the Kodesh Kadashim. What's the problem? Lashon hara rechilus. How could our tefillahs be heard? And that's what we have. We have the shofar, last couple of lines. Shaloi de motzos hapeh. The shofar comes from inside. It comes from our kishkas. It comes from inside. We blow from in. There's that inside there that's pure. Shaloi de motzos hapeh rak me omka deliba. The derek kol hashofar loi de kli dibur shall kol hashana. And therefore, says the Beis Halevi, that skips the mouth, so to speak. It skips the teeth and the lips. And therefore, it doesn't have the problem that the Iyun Yaakov says, by a mitzora, by the Gemara says, mitzora can't daven for himself. All other cholim could daven for themselves. Not the mitzora that we know that came from Averis Shel Hapeh, because then that would not be acceptable. Okay. Two final points. One about Lashon Hara and one about Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we could pick any part of the Chafetz Chaim, either Chafetz Chaim or Shmiras HaLashon, to talk about in these parashiyos, right? That's his name, Chafetz Chaim. I think I mentioned in the past, Shem Mori Verabi, Rav Rosenzweig, who said, the godless of the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah is an amazing work, but you could understand how somebody could write the Mishnah Berurah. Because after all, the Shulchan Aruch's on top, you have to know all the Sfarim that were written in the last 400 years between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and you summarize and you cut and paste. At least there was a text to work with, and you could see how somebody could write a Mishnah Berurah. Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon, the Chafetz Chaim created a new area of halacha that did not exist beforehand. Hilchos Lashon Hara. Like what the Rambam did with Tshuva. The Rambam quoted Hilchos, there was no such thing as Hilchos Tshuva before the Rambam. There was a concept of tshuva, which is scattered all over Chazal, but the Rambam created 10 prakim, Hilchas tshuva. The Chafetz Chaim created Hilchas Lashon Hara. He created Yesh Me'ayin, a new area of halacha, and that's where we recognize his godless in terms of his creativity of creating an area. So there he says in Shmiras HaLashon, in one place, he says, the Pasuk says in Mishle, on the fourth line, Shomer Piv Ulashono, Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho. Somebody who guards his mouth guards any tsaris of his nefesh, of his soul. Asks the Chafetz Chaim, the parshas that we're reading, they affect the body, not the soul. Right? So why does Shlomo HaMelech say in Mishle, Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho? It should be Shomer Mitzaras Gufo. Shomer Piv Ulashono, if you guard your mouth, then you're guarded from tsaris of your guf. Right, so why does it say Nafsho? Says the Chafetz Chaim, line 5. He quotes from the Sefer Nachal Kedumim, Diyadua. Nikol Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Manish Es HaAdam, Hako Lutavasa. We know everything Hashem does, every punishment, every difficulty He gives to us, is ultimately Lutova. Right, Rabbi Akiva taught us that. Kol David Rachman Latav Avid. Nachemish Gamzu taught us that. Gamzu Lutova. Right, we have to recognize any challenge. Everything is latova. To purify us. Any difficulty that we have is to help us become out stronger on the other side. When we have a Beis HaMikdash and when we have a Kohen, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara and gets tzaras in their body, they go to the Kohen, they start the process, and everything is Shalom Al Yisrael, and everything can work out. Starts on the house. And then on the clothing, Tzorach Labola Kohen, Kinega Nira Li Babayis, the Kohen says to him some Divrei Musar, Enega Bala Shinhara, it's a whole process of becoming inspired and hopefully fixing the problem. Line 21, Vaya Toelas Godlam is the owner, so that Tzaras helps the person perfect himself. Kibirosu is Godol Ancho Biziono, we see how a person is embarrassed and is punished, he has to sit outside the camp. Right, which is, by the way, Rabbi Sachs's comment before that an avel is like a mitzora. A mitzora is worse. An avel at least has nicham avelim. A mitzora, nobody's allowed to visit him. It's even worse. So says the Chafetz Chaim. So we understand that is a good thing. The problem is, what about when there's no mikdash, and we can't go through the process of becoming a mitzora and bringing the karbanos and purifying ourselves? So then what? line 12. V'nei kol zehaya b'zman shehaya mikdash kayim. When do we say that getting saras was a tova? When we had a beis hamikdash. And nowadays, getting saras? Mashen kinata b'avor sinu harabim ein lanu lo mikdash lo karbanas lo koy metayer. If Hashem would bring these negayim on us, we would have tumah without tahara. Hashem doesn't bring saras b'zman hazeh, because it's not going to be helpful. Al-Kain, all there is tzaras on the nefesh that we can't see. But no tzaras on the guf. But we have to know that it is there. And there is what to work on and be cleansed. And we have to recognize. Al-Kain, nishara tumas hanega shabai dechetzeh devuka. Rak benafsho vein boletas agufo mi bachut. It's inside, but we have to recognize. Right? What does Shlomo HaMelech say? If we want to keep a clean mouth, shomer mitzaras. Nafsho. Because it's on the nefesh forever. Bizman and Mikdash, it's also on the guf. But says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to recognize, we have to try to, it's a little harder, Bizman is there, we have to self-motivate ourselves. Right? Because there's no tsaras on the outside, there's no Kohen to talk to us about it. So we have to recognize that there's always work to do to perfect ourselves, to be able to make ourselves the highest of creations, as we know we are called Medaber. Finally, the last thought I saw over Yantif in the Haggadah Arze Halavanon. Arze Halavanon is a Haggadah of a couple of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and maybe it's also about Rav Moshe, maybe of the world, but Arze Halavanon is from the previous Dor. But he quotes from Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. Right? The Pasuk says in Mitzora, the Pasuk says, right, to introduce Saras on the house, Kisavo el Eretz Kinaan. Eretz Kinaan. We know that was the name of Eretz Yisrael. Before Yisrael came in, it was called Eretz Kinaan. Where does Kinaan come from? Says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Eretz Kinaan. And he says this on the Haggadah. Actually, this is quoted there. That's what we mentioned Eretz Kinaan in the Haggadah too. Kinaan is from the word Kinia, Hachna'a. Humility, meekness, hatnai liyerushas haaretz, yachnava ha'anava. The condition of settling the land and being in this land is lowering ourselves and recognizing that Hashem is who allows us to be here. It's with His help and with our help. But we recognize it's eretz kinaan. Hashem needs us to recognize that it is His matana to us. Miyado mikochov. Ezeo shenamar ki savo el Eretz Kinaan. When you come to Eretz Kinaan, look how he reads this pasuk, right in our Perek Yudala Lamadala. When you come to Eretz Kinaan, asher ani nosin lachem la'achuza. I give it to you as an achuza. Imtiu ochazim b'midas hachna. If you come to Eretz Kinaan, if you have that attitude, then ani nosin lachem la'achuza. Then it's going to be yours, because you know I'm the no-sane. I'm asking, especially in our Dar, Hashem is asking for our help. But we have to recognize it's always Yatta the Shemaya. Avo berega shetechashvu shezu eretz achuz aschem. But look at the next half of the pasuk. V'nasati negat tzaras. I'm going to give you tzaras if you think it's just eretz achuz aschem. You don't recognize or remember that it's a matana for me. We have to recognize it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not just something that we conquered. And especially at this time of year, when we celebrate the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given back to us, that we're able to be here living in our own country, to be able to living here in our land, we have to recognize Hakol Me'eis Hashem. Shalosh Matanos, right? Nobody's going to say that Hashem, that we created Torah or Olam Haba. So the third Matana, the first statement of Rosh Hashanah and all of Shas, the three Matanos given to Klal Yisrael. We have to recognize the gift that it is, the idea that we could be the chosen people living in the chosen land, in the palace of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single second. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Why is there no bracha? He says, just like there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. Well, you're only here because you have to. You're only bringing me a drink. Oh, Asher Kedishanu, I'm mitzvah to give my father a drink of water. Don't make a bracha. You do it out of love. Don't do it just because Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who never left Eretz Yisrael. Don't do it out of tzivui. Right? Do it out of love. Do it out of recognition that this is where I want you to be and be close to me here. Let's remember Eretz Kena'an, Kenia, to remember that it is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we will stop here.